Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, no more fooling around. Let's get to the heart of the matters that have been on people's minds this week. 7 after the hour, this is a Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, charts that are published at gooddayshow.com and at Talkers Magazine, the week of April 17th to the 21st. So Jennifer and Jay, stop fooling around. Let's get to the serious business at hand.
Never.
What?
Never. Never serious business.
Never in 100. Never in 1,000. Never in 1,000,000 years. Okay. So we have these charts. Jennifer has discussed these things on her program. I didn't say disgusting. I said it was a discussion on her program on KRLA in Los Angeles. And here when she's here, Jay's here, and I'm here at number 10 on the charts this week. The problems with Dianne Feinstein. Because she has... what really does she have? What
shingles.
She has shingles.
Yeah,
and are they in a particular part of her body? Where are they?
I haven't perused her bottom, her nether regions, but I think that she's been out for quite a while. She was sick, and then she got shingles, and then she had complications from shingles. And she's 89 years old, and already she kind of looked to be not in the best health before all of this. So it's hard on you, you know?
Yeah.
And so she's missed. The rub for Democrats is that of the last 80 votes, I think she's missed something like 62.
So what's the attraction to the voter to vote for somebody who's 89? I'm trying not to be an ageist here.
This is the thing I've been talking about all week. So, exactly, but this is part of the conversation, right? Look who the presidential candidates were. None of them spring chickens, right?
No, right.
But people still voted for who they voted for, and so, I don't know, maybe it's because, and believe me, I don't like Dianne Feinstein's politics very much, although she is probably one of the more moderate Democrats now,
if you look
at things. But yeah. I don't love her politics, but she's been an institution in California for a really long time. I mean, like,
Wasn't that the problem?
Well, the problem is that I think that the Democrats are treating her a little differently than they would treat Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden goes in and blabbers in front of world leaders, and they don't say much about him. John Fetterman had to be put in rehab for depression for 8 weeks and says that he can't understand people when they talk to him. He doesn't really get the push to get out. So it seems like Dianne Feinstein, it might be more of a sexist thing than even an ageist thing. Mm. I think
who's the oldest Republican that's serving?
Oh, I don't know, but remember, we've had these kinds of things happen before. Strom Thurmond's a perfect example.
Oh, yeah,
and I get the frustration.
For
your party, you want someone who's going to be in there and actually, you know, functional
do
on the party. Yeah, I mean, for many of the Democrats, because Feinstein's not there, they haven't been able to confirm judges. And that's what they think is the most damaging. So I get that frustration. I absolutely do. But it should be up to the voters. The voters voted her in at 874 years old, so...
Right.
Until they make a move to get her out, I guess, you know, stay
kind of like keeping all those old-time broadcasters around, for heaven's sakes. Go home and get to have a nap.
One thing that people aren't talking about, because they probably don't know the inside of politics in California, is that Ro Khanna, who I like, he's a Democrat, but he's a more moderate, like, free speech Democrat.
No, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Jennifer likes a Democrat?
Well, he's probably one of my more agreeable Democrats,
right.
Because he stands up for freedom of speech. He's not for shutting people off.
Uh-huh.
He was supposed to jump into the Senate race to replace Dianne Feinstein, but he decided not to, and he went to work for Barbara Lee, who is the congresswoman running to replace Dianne Feinstein against Adam Schiff and Katie Porter.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that people think is that Ro Khanna has been the leading person who's been screaming that Feinstein needs to resign or get kicked out, because he is running Barbara Lee's campaign, and Gavin Newsom made a promise that if he got to appoint someone, it would be a black woman. And so he feels that would give his candidate, Barbara Lee, the leg up, because she would be appointed to replace.
Let's not get the most qualified person. Let's just find somebody who's the right skin color or has the right whatever their qualifications are that don't really make you qualified. There you go. That's the guy who sees himself as the next president, never mind Joe Biden. Gavin Newsom, one of the most horrific governors in the history of the country, sees himself as a presidential contender. Which brings us to number 9 this week on the story list, the presidential race. Larry Elder is running. Now, I'll have a hard time. There's a Democrat who's running, and you can probably tell who it is, Jennifer, and Jay knows because we talked about it on the program this week. Larry Elder also is someone that I would consider to be a viable candidate. As a matter of fact, looking from my perspective at the two parties, there are only two viable candidates at the moment. One of them is Larry Elder as a Republican. The other is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as a Democrat. The rest of them are worthless. All of them.
Do you want to know what's funny? Those are the only two people that I've actually met and known personally that are in the race. Pretty good, right?
There you go. All right.
Yeah. Robert Kennedy, he fed my squirrel at... we have in our business park, we have this squirrel that is so tame. And when he came to our offices, he was so taken with the squirrel that he actually, I think, had a 14-hour conversation with it at the office. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, the reason that some people like him is because he isn't an anti-vaxxer per se, but he didn't think the vaccine for the masks, as far as that's concerned, were the appropriate way to handle COVID. And thus he has won himself a lot of friends in the group that might not otherwise support him.
Mm-hmm. Plus
he's
got his own family members have come out and said that they don't agree with a lot of his politics. And he's even said, that's fine, we still love each other.
Yeah.
We don't have
his
to
wife is pretty.
Even his own wife has said that she's disagreed with the certain things that he has said.
Yeah.
But Cheryl Hines for First Lady, let's go.
Yeah. She was married
to everybody. Right. I forgot he's married to Cheryl Hines. That's right.
And she's married to Larry David on TV, which is an interesting combination. Anyway, so there, the rest of them are all yammering away. And so that brings us to number 8, candidate DeSantis, who is thinner and thinner in terms of appeal as he goes along, from my perspective anyway. And he's in this thing with Disney. And, you know, so here they are spending millions of dollars of state taxpayer money versus the trillions of dollars that Disney has to push you around. And he thinks he's going to come out on top of this no matter where it goes. It's not going to go, in my read of it, any place that's going to be good for him. And so what are some of the faithful saying, Jennifer, about DeSantis? Well, I don't know how your audience shakes out, actually. DeSantis fans and Trump fans, and maybe there'll be Larry Elder fans because he's a local and he was on KRLA.
You know, I think the way it shakes out at the moment is that there were a lot of people early, like I think probably it's fair to say around January, that were liking the idea of Ron DeSantis because they didn't like the mean tweets, they didn't like the kind of the bluster that Trump brings. But the more that he has, I think, waited to jump in, the more that he has also kind of gotten into this ego match with Donald Trump, and the more that Donald Trump's been persecuted by Alvin Bragg and some of the Democrats, I think that the momentum has totally shifted to Trump.
It's the first time I've heard that persecution now is in.
That's true. Huh? I think it's appropriate.
I don't know if that's the right word, but I think that he's a fumbling clown, and is they have a, you know, if you really look into. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't play one on the radio, but I have a lot of friends who are lawyers, and asking them about the case that Alvin Bragg has got against Trump, as more time passes, there's less of a case, frankly, although it hasn't, his poll numbers, Trump's poll numbers were way up when he was accused and all that huzzarai started. Now they've gone back down again, and so it's interesting to see how some of the other people, it really is early. We get into this sport. It is.
We've got the first debate, which is in August.
The fall.
So truly, if people are going to jump in, I think now is the season for them to do it. And especially someone like Ron DeSantis, who would be such a big splash. I think that he's waited too long now, and I think his splash has been minimized.
He's being shown as the phony that he is. Okay, so here I have a question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
Yes.
And Jay, you can weigh in on this too, but I have more of a grind with Jennifer because I know of her. I know what goes on with her. So Larry Elder versus Donald Trump. Who do you vote for in the primary?
If California is in play during the primary and it looks like Trump's in trouble, I'll vote for Trump. If not, I'd vote for Larry Elder.
Boo! Boo! That's not the right answer.
Well, Larry Elder. Larry himself. I've had really long conversations with Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Knows that this is going to be a really big climb for him to become the nominee. And so when he is totally fine having conversations with people being a vice president or being a cabinet pick or helping someone else along. So, you know, I want to support my friend as much as I can, and I will, because I think that having him in the race, he's got a really, really good message. And so I'm proud of him for jumping in, and I think it's brave to jump in, and so good for him. But... you know, at the end of the day, I've said it. I don't change my mind with the wind. I think that Trump is equipped right now for 4 more years to go in and clean things up and fix it.
Boo!
Boo away, baby.
Boo! I'm also booing at the Chinese. Number 7, the discussion has been about Taiwan and whether, you know, who's going to do what. The G7 says, China, you do this and you're going to be cut off from all of us. Which is an interesting position, but I'm taking a different approach to a different issue in terms of number 7. TikTok has, and their, you know, the connection to the Chinese Communist government, they're doing their best to monitor all of our lives, and people don't seem to care about what's going on because they don't really either understand it or they don't care. So now, because Biden and his group are such a bunch of bumbling fumblers, they haven't taken the action they needed to. In the meantime, TikTok is establishing a large crew of lawyers, and they say that they're going to use the First Amendment as their defense. So here we here we are with the Chinese communists monitoring our every move. And we're trying to get rid of them, and they're going to use us against us to come out ahead. I think it's extraordinary, frankly, but it just shows you kind of who's the smarter one in all of this, and it isn't us, sadly. 18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 5, get 5. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, 23 after the hour now. And in the normal course of things here, this is an adjunct to the Good Day program. That is the Talk Radio Review, because the ladies who are on the Good Day program are also here to go through the charts with their thoughts about the various issues of the day, things that matter, the whys and the wherefores. So we have the people list and the story list, and then we ask you, which stories are you following the most this week? So, Jay, would you do the honors? You have a lot of comments from a lot of people about a lot of things, so let's have at it.
Well, some of the comments with a similar story to each other, the people who have been getting shot for knocking on the wrong door, pulling into the wrong driveway to turn around,
number,
getting into the wrong car.
That's number four this week on our story list, too.
Yeah, so Jeff Main says, people getting shot for mistakes. How many times have we all heard or read somewhere where someone says, I wish they would try that on me? Well, this is that person. These are those people. Someone just itching to pull the trigger.
Ridiculous. Obscene, Dennis, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dennis Decott says, knocking on a door, entering someone's driveway, accidentally getting into the wrong car should not end a life. Have we forgotten how to talk to each other? We are always concerned about illegal gun owners, but what about these legal gun owners? It's time to talk about changes that need to be made.
There's a psychosis to the people who are doing this, even though they're the fear-based news media and fear-based social media are all trying to convince everybody that the world is a horrible place and you better have a gun, otherwise you're not going to be safe. But this is absurd. I thought it was interesting that the grandson of Andrew Lester, who's the one is accused, I forget which one he's shot.
Ralph Jarl, yeah.
Jarl Jarl,
16-year-old who knocked on the wrong door.
85-year-old guy, right, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so his grandson says that he was appalled and disgusted at his grandfather's action and is thankful that Mr. Jarl is recovering. I guess he is better. He got released,
he was
from,
released from the hospital.
Recovery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and then
right.
The grandson of the guy who shot Ralph Jarl, he says that his grandfather is full-on racist.
There you go.
He spoke out about him, yeah.
Amazing. All right, what else do we have here? Let's keep going.
Yeah, some stories that people are following. Daniel Erkstein says the DA Brad Trump case and the court refusing to restrict Representative Jim Jordan's congressional investigation into Bragg's conduct.
That may be congressional.
Yeah, congressional too.
Hey, not congregation is a. And
the congregational.
Going to church. Yeah,
don't
right.
Like that either.
Yeah, right. None of them. Okay.
And then Christina Miller says the how Occupier Biden is ruining our country.
I mean, that's an easy thing to say. He's not doing us any favors. He's not a good president. He's, in fact, probably one of the worst presidents we've had for a long time, and that's saying something. I don't know, Occupier sounds kind of...
Well, it's a reference to the fact that a lot of people think he didn't win on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but he did. Look at number one this week. Come on.
Well, legally... there were a lot of things that were done in terms of changing ballot rules and such, and also by the mainstream media.
Jennifer, I love you. You will do anything to say
Doug,
to prove that
they,
Trump
the media did. Held back all of the Biden stories until after the election. You don't think that's kind of tampering with things?
Well, the whole thing is a bunch of crooks on both sides. The fact that Fox went out. The biggest thing here, and this jumps us into number one, as the $787 million that Fox is going to have to pay to Dominion. And the same thing, by the way, is going to happen. They're suing those guys individually, but they're also suing, what's-his-face from MyPillow. He's going to have to cough up.
And guess who they didn't sue? They didn't sue PBS, who also had the same story. They didn't sue HBO, had the same story. So why is that?
Well, they have it the same way.
They didn't for it, too.
And they didn't come across and... with the stridency of Fox. I don't remember PBS doing this.
Doug,
thing,
as you say, I love
Fox.
You, but if you don't see that this is all political, I don't know what to tell you.
But that's how we justify all of this stuff. And fortunately for all of us, it's 28 past the hour enough to justify anything.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a USA News update. President Biden says he'll continue to stand by the FDA's evidence-based approval of the abortion pill mifepristone, following the Supreme Court's decision to allow the drug to stay on the market. Prosecutors have formally dropped manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin in connection with the on-set death while filming the movie Rust. Republicans eyeing a 2024 run for the White House will be in Iowa this weekend. More than half a dozen will speak to conservatives attending the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition spring fundraiser. The Biden administration is investing millions into water conservation projects across the country. On Friday, the Department of the Interior announced $140 million will be spent across 84 different initiatives in 15 states. USA News, I'm Karen Sloan.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get at it here again. 34 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with my pals Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, your pals as well, as they take apart the things that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. And I want to finish with some of the social media input here, Jay, because some of it doesn't deal with what's on the top 10, even though it was in our top 10. Certainly some of the comments about AM radio, what do you have there?
I have to find that. Okay, so.
You want me to do it?
Marianne Mosher says, Marianne Mosher says the fight against AM radio is definitely something that she's following. Conservative talk radio thrives on AM stations. The liberal left would love to find all ways to limit it or make it unavailable.
Well, you know, I think there is something to that. Frankly, I agree. I think that Mark Levin has led the charge, and then Sean got on the bandwagon, and then some of these other characters have rehashed what the two of them have said. And what I don't mean this to sound like I'm but I'm the first one who got off on this, and it was at the encouragement of Jennifer's father, because we both have the same background in radio. And we both feel the same way. This is more than a damnable outrage. It is, and I guess I was trying to find out what the politics were of the people that run Ford Motor Company. But I think that you can make an excellent argument for just that. That the people who control some of these businesses want to squelch, and this is just another clever way of doing it. Never mind that, but what's going on in rural America, mm-hmm. where most of the stations are AM radio stations, most of the stations we just back on in Jackson, Mississippi, in a station that I've been on and off over the years, and that's not a rural community, but in the South, it's more likely that you have a problem with radio signals than in the North, for whatever the reason, or on the coasts. And so I feel that this, as a matter of fact, I don't know whether you're doing this on CRN, because Jennifer not only does mornings on KRLA and is here, but she runs the CRN Digital Talk company in California with her father. And I think because your dad and I were talking about this on the phone, he says, come on, let's go.
So yeah.
Said, yeah. Okay. So we're airing these commercials that have come. They're not really commercials. They're spots. They're
the PSA kind of.
Right, but. Exactly. Public service announcement yeah. in favor of AM radio. And here is an example of what you're going to hear on my programs.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
And once again, these boobs are sitting on their hands or whatever else they sit on, and they're not doing anything. They could have easily by now come up with legislation, getting it passed. And Biden, of course they should have. And Biden's sitting there. There's no leadership from him, but that's nothing new. And so here we go, around and around. It's the same thing day after day, week after week, month after month. There's no leadership. So what are you going to do? Are you going to just stop buying Fords? I've had Fords for 40 years.
Fords.
I'm not going to buy. No, it isn't, but they're the worst.
They are the one. Well, they're the ones that made news this week. But see, I was on this, not to toot my own electric vehicle horn, but when Gavin Newsom.
Here's an example of what Jennifer does when she toots her own horn.
Okay. But no, in California, where I do most of my programs, right? I live in Los Angeles. Gavin Newsom made it an edict that everybody had to buy electric vehicles by 2035. Right. What do electric vehicles not have inside of them? Electric vehicles have no AM radio as well. So that, to me, was also an issue early on. And now Ford just blatantly coming out and saying, well, we're not going to do AM radio anymore. It's just period. Yeah. So frustrating.
Yep. All right, anything else that we're missing? This list, I don't want to cut anybody short. The people that take the time to send in their comments, we want to give them their time. I see.
Martin James says the amount of time conducted over uncovering the identity of the leaker of those documents from the Pentagon, but not as much attention as to what was leaked.
That didn't even make it into the top 10 this week. Last week, wasn't it number one last week?
Yeah.
Bingo, gone. Right. Yep. What happened? Yeah, listen, everybody's got a short attention span, so we'll just keep, other than Trump, let's just keep moving. And so here we are at number six with the Hunter Biden investigation. How many people in the family now are getting payoffs? What's it up to?
The big news this week is that they've got it up to like nine members of the Biden family that have taken money from this sham of a corporation that was put together by the Biden family to make money off of our adversaries, which is really nice. Hi, China. Looking at you.
Well, in fairness to the Bidens, they're not the only ones that are still sucking up to the Chinese government. Look at all the companies that are still there doing business. Look at all the cheap crap that you find in Walmart and in Tractor Supply and Dollar General.
It's because our politicians are on the line to them and they're turning their back. You're right. It's a huge problem because the Biden family is one of the big culprits, but there are other people.
Plenty of others.
And the fact that there was a Chinese police station that was found in New York, and the guy who was running it in pictures next to Eric Adams and Chuck Schumer in New York.
Eric Adams for president. How do you say that in Chinese?
They didn't know about it. Holy smokes.
Right. Yeah. What corruption. It really is. So we look for people who are going to be loyal and true and blue. And then somebody will come back to me after I say something like that. Well, you're on the hook to all those people that have this, that, and the other thing to gain. Look at your advertisers. Hey, listen. Advertisers come here knowing that they pay for their announcement, and if I want to say something about them, I will do it. And even if it costs me money, it has. Over the years, cost me a lot.
Anybody that listens to your program would know that, look, advertisers can advertise no matter what, but the people you give endorsements to are actually people that you've liked and used the product, and you can speak about your own experience. It's a difference.
All right, let's you and I do that right now. And focus is Balance 7. The natural ingredient in Balance 7 is an alkaline
unicorn
base.
Unicorn tears. I'm just kidding.
It's the unicorn. All right. So, if you suffer from heartburn, If you can't eat all the foods that you like, if you have brain fog, we have those. We have brain fogs and brain other things to begin with an F here on this program. If you're not happy because you don't feel good, perhaps you ought to take Jennifer's advice and mine and check out Balance 7. Now, you take it three times a day, Jennifer, right?
Yeah, you take a sip in the morning, a sip in the afternoon, a sip in the evening. But, and I have to tell you a personal story. For my birthday, we went away. We went wine tasting up in Santa Ynez. And red wine, like, now I'm old. When you drink it, it's kind of like a little acid, you know.
Jade, you get that? Write that down. Yeah. Jennifer says, now that I'm old.
So we did that, and then we went to dinner, and, you know, I had my iced tea, and I had some pasta with tomato sauce, and then that's got some acid in it. Yeah. And we came back to the hotel, and it was time to go to bed. I'm like, I can't lay down. Why am I going to do? I'm going to feel sick. I'm never going to be able to sleep. And so I hadn't brought my Balance 7. I walk down the hall to my dad's hotel room. I get the Balance 7,
mm-hmm.
literally take a sip. I go to bed. I'm sleeping like a baby. So if you suffer with like that acidy feeling, ugh, this will help you in many, many ways. So
Balance 7, when you, it's not a BOGO deal, but it's a great deal because you get other things when you call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Doug, or you can mention Jen's name if you want, or you can mention Jay's name as far as that's concerned. When you get onto this, it'll only take you a few days to really feel the difference. You've got to take it, though, loyally, three times a day, and then it'll work. And so go to either balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Mention Doug and enjoy the feeling. You may not, when you have a first couple of shots, you may not like the taste too well, but that's part of what, you know, it's the, what's the old spoonful of sugar? Makes the medicine go down. This isn't really medicine, and I'm not sure that mixing sugar with it is a good idea, but I do know that it will work. And I have the same kind of issues that Jennifer does. The gluten intolerance that I have is seemingly getting a little worse. I have to be much more careful about what I eat, and it annoys the you-know-what out of me. But taking Balance 7 sort of modifies all of that. So, Balance7.com. You don't have anything to lose, everything to gain, because there's a money-back guarantee for Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Tell them Doug and Jen sent you. The stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown show, the charts from Talkers Magazine that are published at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. At number 10, the problem with Senator Dianne Feinstein. Number 9, all the people jumping into the presidential race for next year. Number 8, Governor of Florida versus Disney. Number 7, the Chinese saber rattling and the Russians saber rattling. Number 6, the investigation into Hunter Biden. The debt ceiling is number 5. Shootings and all of the laws pointing to we have a right to defend ourselves. Number 4, the legal battles of the former president. Number 3, the abortion pill case before the Supreme Court is number 2. And the number 1 story being discussed on News Talk radio stations, the settlement, the legal settlement between Fox and Dominion. That's the list from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas.
I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the official lists now. Every week we publish or we talk about the stories, not necessarily in order, so you have an idea of what the list is all about officially. Here at number 10 on the people list is Senator Dianne Feinstein. I always call her Di-Fi. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., number 9, declaring his candidacy for the presidency. Ron DeSantis, another phony faker who's running for president at 8. The two leaders of China and Russia. I don't even want to use their names anymore. I'm sick of them and what they do, so leave it at that. Number 7, Hunter Biden is another character and a half, another kind of phony baloney. Who knows what he's guilty of? Number 6, Kevin McCarthy, Speaker, is 5. Alvin Bragg. Ah, there he is, Mr. Bragg at number 4. Donald Trump at 3. Rupert Murdoch, because of what's number 1 on the story side, is number 2, and Joe Biden's number 1 on our list of important people being discussed this week on News Talk Radio. All right, so, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the Supreme Court and the abortion pill case, number 2 on the story list this week. I have my own axe to grind about Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court, but let's first talk about the issue at hand and the confusion that runs amok. It just shows you, again, without any good leadership, somebody should just say, okay, this is it, this is what we're doing. Instead, it's this yammering on the right and yammering on the left, and once again, a political issue that ought not to be. The Supreme Court should not be political. We shouldn't care about their politics. We shouldn't know about their politics. We should know that they're good lawyers and they're good judges, and that's it. But instead, we've become so corrupted by the politics of the religion, if you will, of Republicanism and Democratism, that we have this kind of stuff, which is becoming a national travesty. Okay, so everybody's going to go across state lines to get a pill or to get a procedure.
Well, this is a little different. So this, and by the way, the Supreme Court didn't say, let's take this up, Bob. Let's just do it. This sounds like fun. Let's make people angry about abortion. No, it comes to them because of the appeals process.
Well, but the Roe v. Wade decision they made,
well,
they didn't have to make.
A whole different ballgame. But the abortion pill is actually, the argument is that it doesn't have FDA approval and that it hasn't been found to be safe. And that a lot of women who take the pill are experiencing lots of bleeding. They have to be hospitalized. There's a whole set of challenges around this. So it's not just strictly political. Everybody who is very passionate about the abortion issue on both sides loves to make it political. But really at the heart of this is whether or not the pill is safe or if it's once again one of those things that's being pushed to market without actually having the okay by the FDA behind it.
All right, so I want to hear you justify Clarence Thomas getting all these gifts. Not that he's the only one on the Supreme Court that's getting gifts, because there are plenty. I'm sure they all get gifts. That's what you were going to say, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's that they have they're focusing on Clarence Thomas right now because he's the most conservative member of the court. They think his wife is a political animal.
Well, she is. She's up, you know, to a Mickey.
I want to see no one take gifts, but unfortunately, unless we go after everybody, it doesn't seem fair to just go after one because...
Well, let's go after everybody.
Go after everybody.
Yeah, go after everybody. Why not? It's not why they're there. Look at all the people that sold their stock before. Was it the bank? There was this week...
Pelosi made a bundle by
Right, just before the announcement was made that this bank in California is going to go into the tank.
Everybody in Congress that had bank stocks sold their stock.
Disgusting.
Yeah. So how you what? You think they just got that through osmosis? No, of right. course they didn't. There's a network of information. Watch yourself. Watch your back. That's where they all come in together, and they're in the same club. In the meanwhile, we as taxpayers are getting screwed, blued, and tattooed, as it were. That's kind of crude, but you kind of get the message. Jennifer, Jay, and Doug here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, 53 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horan and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen working our way through the people list, the story list that comes from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 17th to the 21st. The situation with Joe Biden, number one this week. There are a couple of number one on the people list anyway. He's not number one on the story list. But I find it interesting, ladies, to listen to and actually read the words of Senator Joe Manchin, who is a Democrat from West Virginia, not, according to many of the liberals, a loyal Democrat. He blasted Joe Biden this week for rejecting the debt ceiling negotiations, accusing him of showing a, quote, deficiency of leadership. He went on to say America is facing an historic economic crisis brought on by abject failure to address our exploding national debt, chronic inflation, looming recession, and the more immediate need to raise the debt ceiling. Our leaders must stop with the political games, work together, negotiate a compromise. And he said instead, it's been 78 days since Biden met with Speaker McCarthy. This signals a deficiency of leadership, and it must change. I couldn't have said it better myself. Whether he runs for president or not, I think he's a much more attractive candidate for president than most of these other characters, with the exception of...
I think he's thinking about it, actually, yeah, because okay. He's going to have a challenge this time around. I think the former governor of West Virginia is about ready to jump in against Joe Manchin in a Senate race. Jim Justice, which is the best name ever. I don't know much about the guy. But
Jim Justice.
Yes, one thing that I think is true that Joe Manchin said is that he's not talking. Biden is not entertaining conversation, negotiating. Basically, he said, you're either going to lift the debt ceiling and that's it, or I'm not going to talk to you. And Kevin McCarthy this week went to the stock exchange and said, here's our plan. We'll lift the debt ceiling so that we don't default. But we want to have conversations about making some significant cuts to the budget because we can't keep up the spending without, you know, just spend, which is the mentality
why
of Democrats
does nobody
and
get,
Republicans.
Yeah, but why don't they? This has been going on for decades, as long as I can remember. Since Clinton, there hasn't been anybody who balanced a budget.
Because nobody wants to cut anything because they don't want to be the bad guy.
The bad guy? The bad guy is the guy who doesn't want to cut anything. Those are the bad guys because you cannot exist on a $31 trillion debt, and it's taken us, George Bush the son started it with the $3 trillion that they wasted in Iraq, and since then it's just been one pile on top of another, on top of another, on top of another, capped by the pandemic.
If they would allow people to come in and bid on contracts for the government, do you know how much more money we would save? So much, so oftentimes these contracts at both the state and the federal level are given to people that have, you know, been friendly to whatever candidate gets to make the decision. And I know this isn't on our countdown, but I'm going to give you a countdown extra this week because I did a deep dive into the homeless crisis in Los Angeles and how much money they're spending and the problem's just getting worse.
God.
We passed a raise to our sales tax. We lifted the sales tax in 2016, a $1.2 billion bond. And now 10% of our city budget this week from Karen Bass is going to homelessness, another $1.2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that bond, they were supposed to build tiny homes? Each home, median cost, is about $800,000 to build
ridiculous.
Tiny homes for the homeless.
Ridiculous. It's
you tell me that
ridiculous.
You couldn't do a better job. I couldn't do a better job.
I can build. I'm building a development right now, and for $800,000, people are going to get a palace here. And it's not cheap to live in this neck of the woods either. So this is... It's anti-American.
It's corruption.
Because the tax day was this past week. Here's something else that I'm glad you brought this up, Jennifer, because when you look at April 15th, and every year we complain, we have to, because the money's got to be in on the 15th or by the 15th. Well, this year was the 17th or 18th. But you got to have your money in the middle of April, otherwise you have penalties and interest and stuff. But do you think about, at that time, I certainly do, and I bring it up on the air, the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse of the American taxpayer and of the money that we work our butts off for the most part to make and then give it to these guys to fritter away and screw over the people that put them in office. It's outrageous. It really is. It's more than outrageous. I can't say on the air what it really is as far as I'm concerned, but, you know, there are some people who are bringing that up. Some of the folks, I'm looking at some of the comments that have come from people this week that we are working on from our social media. And, you know, this is if you have maybe two or three problems that are there every week, this is certainly one of them. And again, nobody is following. Nobody's doing the leadership that's necessary. That's it. 59 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.